Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Elevation Virtual Prayer Gathering. On behalf of our prayer leaders and volunteers and ministry teams, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. Whether you are joining us from across town or across the country or somewhere around the world, or maybe you're listening to this recording, we are honored to have you with us. And to our first time guests, we want to welcome you as well. We believe your presence here tonight is not by accident. We believe that God has ordered your steps, and our prayer is that you leave encouraged, strengthened, and closer to Him than when you arrive. Now, my name is Evangelist Johnny Davis, and I have the privilege of serving as your host for this afternoon. Now, the virtual prayer gathering was created to provide a place where people can encounter the presence of God, find hope in difficult seasons, and also to join together with believers in prayer in every walk of life. Our ministry slogan is one voice, one prayer, and one accord. And it's inspired by Acts 1:14, where it said, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication tonight." So tonight we gather with the same spirit of unity, gathering together in one accord. How's my sound, Brother Derek?
Doing well, doing good.
Amen. So tonight we're going to be our prayer objective, and along with our volunteer prayer leaders, we're going to be praying tonight for breaking strongholds. Tonight we gather with one purpose, one to believe God to receive freedom Christ has granted us access to on the cross. In other words, we don't have to live with a stronghold in our thinking, in our mind. But Christ already died for us to have that freedom. So we're gonna enter into His presence, and we're gonna gain access to that freedom. Amen. Amen. Every one of us faces battles in life. That's no surprise. But the good news is that no stronghold is greater than the power of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, our keynote scripture for tonight is 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4, very powerful. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God."
Yes.
They're pulling down a stronghold. That's what we're doing. We're using our spiritual weapon to pull down strongholds. Tonight, we are not fighting with human strength. We are standing on God's word.
Yes.
Praying in faith and expecting Him to break every change and every stronghold that has tried to hold His people captive. We're using, ladies and gentlemen, spiritual weapons tonight. We're not using carnal weapons. We're using spiritual weapons, and those weapons are used to cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What are those spiritual weapons? Prayer, praise, the word of God, worship, praying in the spirit, prophesying. These are all spiritual weapons that we use, amen, against the onslaught of the enemy. And I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to sit down right now. I'm about to stand up and praise God right now. The devil know that when we gather those spiritual weapons together in our spiritual arsenal, in our spiritual toolbox, and we begin to grab them, and we begin to hold them up, and begin to use those weapons. Our armor is a spiritual weapon.
Yes, yes.
That's why the Bible said, "Put that armor on before you leave the house. Put that armor on, amen, before you enter into the workplace. Put that armor on before you deal with that conflict, or that before you have to deal with a conflict or some type of news that you a bad news that you wasn't expecting. Put that armor on." The Bible says that we ought to put on the whole armor, not half of it, but all of it. Amen.
Yes, yes,
that
yes.
We may be able to stand in the evil day. Amen. So evil days are no surprise to us, right? They're coming.
That's right.
Are you ready? Are you prepared? Now, what the enemy wants to do is he wants us to just sit there and allow things to just torment us, allow these bad, evil, negative thoughts to just take its place, and a stronghold in our, to build strongholds in our lives. So we enter that place of lasciviousness. What is lasciviousness? That's a place where you have no restraint. You find yourself doing that thing over and over again. You're worrying. You become a chronic worrier, a compulsive liar, a thief, a fornicator, adulterer, lustful. You find yourself doing that over and over and over again. You know why? Because you haven't cast that stronghold down with spiritual weapons. And you got to do it every day. Amen. The Bible says, you know, the Bible tells us that we got to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We got to do this every day. Amen. It's not something, you know, Paul said, I die daily. We got to take up that cross daily. Amen. And we got to begin to cast down strongholds, thoughts in our minds that's the enemy trying to keep us bound in. You know, in ancient years, in ancient days, during biblical times, a stronghold was a place of fortress, a castle, a fortified military place. It was a place of defense. It's a place where, you know, that was, you know, prison were, it's a place where you would go to, amen, to escape from the enemy. It's a stronghold. It was a place, a fortified place. And so what happens is that stronghold in the ancient day was to keep the enemy out. Keep the enemy out. But now watch here. The stronghold today is it's not to keep the enemy out. The stronghold that Paul referring to in 2 Corinthians 10 is to keep God, is not allow God to come in. See the difference? The stronghold during the ancient day was to keep the enemy out. The stronghold that we struggle with is keep God, is not allow God in. One was for a physical purpose. The other one, what Paul talking about, is for a spiritual purpose. Praise God. And so we must understand tonight, whatever stronghold that you are struggling with tonight, Jesus want to deliver. Jesus want us to now receive our freedom. I like what it says in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 1. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. There we go. Be not entangled again. So Christ made us free, but we keep going back to that thing that keep us in bondage, and it allows that stronghold access in our mind. Now, what the enemy wants to do, he wants that stronghold to keep God out. He wants you now, excuse me, he wants you to allow fear and doubt and unbelief and lust and all these things. He wants you to hold on to these things where they began to create strongholds in our mind to keep God out.
That's right.
But tonight we're casting those strongholds down, amen?
Yes.
And we're going to allow God to come in. So whatever stronghold you're dealing with tonight, whether it be lies or wrong thinking or arguments, pride, unbelief, fear, sinful habits, mental and spiritual, mind, whatever it is, you're going to allow God in tonight.
Amen.
I said you are going to allow God in tonight. So how can I sum this up? A stronghold is a spirit. And I'm going over this because a lot of people who are listening or maybe listening to this recording, you never heard this word stronghold. So I really want to shine some light on this tonight. But when you look at this word, to sum it all up, a stronghold is a spiritual fortress built into the mind and hearts where the enemy seeks, amen, to keep people bound through fear, depression, deception, addiction, bitterness, unbelief. But God's word declares that through Jesus Christ and the power of prayer, every stronghold can be torn down and every captive set free. The question I have for you tonight, what stronghold are you embracing? What stronghold you don't want to let go? What sin that you don't want to let go? What sin have you embraced? Is it pride? Is it arrogant? Is it conceited? Is it self-absorbance? What is it that about your life, what is it that you holding on to that have locked God out, have really not allowed God to come in so you can now get to the place that God has for you? So let's use our spiritual weapons tonight. Amen. Let's use our spiritual weapons tonight we discussed earlier so we can now come against every stronghold that's trying to lock us down tonight, that's trying to keep us bound. Amen. I declare tonight you are free. Come on, say it out loud. I'm free. Amen. I'm free.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And so we're going to begin to pray right now. I want to open up in a corporate prayer, and then when I'm done with my corporate prayer, I'm going to pass the baton to my volunteer prayer leaders, and they're going to pray. And I don't know what God put in their heart, but hey, look, I know this. They're going to pray the prayer of faith. They're going to pray the prayer of agreement, and they're going to believe God, amen, to tear down these strongholds that you have entangled yourself in once again. Quit entangle yourself once again in the yoke of bondage. Amen. That's after right. Christ has made you free. I love that scripture right
amen.
There.
Yes.
Very powerful scripture, because don't tell me that Christ had made you free. That's a lie. I've been free for many, many years. But you know what? Anytime I choose to go back to sin, I can do that. If I want to choose to go back to alcohol, I can do that. If I want to choose to go back to lust, I can do that. If I want to choose to go back to hate, bitterness, and unforgiveness, resentment, I can do that. There's nothing stopping us from doing that. But doesn't mean that Christ has made us free. But you and I, we have to be very, very discerning that we cannot go back and entangle ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Like what said in James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Here's the key, folks. If you want to be free from stronghold, it's not about, amen, giving the devil praise and attacking the devil. It's about submission to God. Every time we submit to God, the devil, he just pack his bag and leave.
That's right.
When you don't give him no attention, when you begin to focus your attention on worship, prayer, praise, and those things, and focus on your spiritual weapon, what happens is the enemy says, well, I'm not invited here. He just packed his suitcase, put his backpack on, and he just gone down the road and found some other house to be a part of. The Bible said that it talks about, I believe in the 1 Peter 5, resist the devil. It talks about what that scripture said there, 2 Corinthians, 1 Peter chapter 5.
Submit yourself.
Our adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion, walking about, seek it. There you go.
Yes, yes.
So the devil going to come knock on your door. He's going to come and raise your window up. He's going to ask you, can I come in? Can I come in and be you? Can I come in and lay with you? Can I come in and have sex with you? Can I come in and eat, overindulge with you? Can I come in and lie? Can I come in and gossip with you? He is going to knock on your door. He is going to raise your window sill. He's going to try to get into your house. But the Bible says you are too busy submitting to God. Somebody told me, well, Dave, you don't ever get mad with people, angry with people. Yes. I ain't got time to have a bad day. I may have a bad moment. I had a bad moment the other day. But it didn't last all day. Excuse me. Because I'm not going to allow stronghold to build up in my mind where it has control over my life. You're not going to do it too. Isaiah 10:27, and the yoke should be destroyed because of the anointing. Heavenly Father, let's pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, before your throne of grace to obtain mercy, excuse me, guys, and find grace to help us in our time of need. Father, we thank you for gathering us together tonight as one body, one family, and one voice in prayer. Your word declares, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are, are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. And tonight we stand upon the promise of God with unwavering faith. Father, we surrender every burden tonight, every fear tonight, every anxiety, anxious thought tonight, and every area of bondage into your hands, Father. We declare, Lord, that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Let every chain be broken. Let every yoke be destroyed tonight, Lord. And every stronghold that has exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ, come down in the name of Jesus. Come on. Let's pull them down right now. These strongholds want to be your brand. I heard that, Lord. These strongholds want to brand you. These strongholds want you now to believe more in it than God's word. Don't allow it to be branded in your mind. Don't allow strongholds, I hear the Lord saying, to be branded in your mind. That's not your brand. That's not your brand. Your brand is the blood of Jesus. Your brand, hallelujah, is to whom the Son says free is free indeed. That's my brand, not no stronghold. Lord, we submit ourselves completely you, Lord, as we resist the enemy tonight through faith and prayer. We thank you that the enemy must flee according to your word. Fill our hearts with your peace, Lord, tonight. Strengthen every believer on this call tonight with your spirit and renew every mind with the word of God. Father, your word tells us that continue my word and you should be my disciple indeed. You should know the truth and the truth shall make you free. So, Father, we continue in one voice tonight, one prayer and one accord. Let your presence fill our homes, every family and every heart represented on this call tonight. May lives be transformed, Lord. Hope be restored. Faith be strengthened tonight, Lord. And let Jesus be glorified in everything that we do, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, in advance for every breakthrough. I thank you for in advance, every testimony and every victory will be celebrated tonight. And we're not going to allow anything to be branded in our minds or branding in our thoughts or branding in our spirit that, Lord God, that doesn't look like Christ. Father, we submit ourselves unto you. We have the ability to resist the devil. He will flee from us. He's packing his bags tonight. Lord, we render and we speak to the atmosphere. We speak, Lord God, to the third world and all the principalities and the rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness and dominions and high places right now. We pull down those spiritual devices in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command them to be go back to the pit of hell where they belong. Yes. Praise God. Lord, we thank you that every bondage, every stronghold is trying to govern our thoughts and trying to keep us bound. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off our mind. Take your hands off our thoughts. Take your hands off our children, off our bodies. They don't belong to you, belong to Christ. Yes, hallelujah. Yes. Father, our life is hidden in you, Father, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we're not going to allow strongholds to keep God out. We know that strongholds, Lord God, was to keep the enemy out. But, Lord, we're not going to allow strongholds tonight be built up in our minds, our thoughts, to lock God out of our heart, out of our minds and hearts. But, Lord, we let God in. Glory to God. Amen. Anything that's getting more attention, anything that's being exalted, anything, Lord God, that's being branded, anything, Lord God, that's getting more glory, glory to God, than the word of God, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Glory be unto God. Satan, loose our minds, loose our bodies in the name of Jesus. You don't have no rights. You don't have no authority. Christ has made us free. We receive that, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that and you receive that, just go ahead and shout hallelujah. Come on, just go ahead and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Can you do that? Can you go ahead and rejoice in the Lord? Let the devil know he has no power. I know we say that a lot, but let me tell you, he really don't. He really don't. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's about submitting to God. It's not about fighting the devil. It's not about trying to power the devil. You ain't got no power to overcome. You ain't got no power with it. You can't stand up against the devil. Do you think David could stand up against Goliath? It was too much. But he had the Holy Ghost. He had five smooth stones. And the Holy Ghost was on them stones and hit Goliath where he needed to hit him at and brought him down. Let me tell you, David was using those stones, those physical stones, as a spiritual weapons against the enemy. We don't have physical stones, but we have prayer, we have praise, we have worship, we have the word of God, we have the blood of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. As spiritual weapons, pull down those strongholds. Come on, pull them down right now. I want you to say in your heart, lust must cease tonight. Lying must cease tonight. Insecurity must cease. Pride, you must be brought down. Nothing will be exalted over the word of God in my life. Come on, say that out loud. Nothing will be exalted over the word of God in my life. Hallelujah. My mind is being transformed by the word of God. I'm being strengthened. Hallelujah. By the word of God. I put on my whole armor because he's my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my strength. Whom will I will trust? He's my buckle and the horn of my... Come on, is God the horn of your salvation? Amen. Go ahead, Brother Derek. We have a female that want to pray right now in this slot right here. You have any females on the call that want to pray? Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father. We give you praise, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. We give you praise, but Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be. Go ahead, Brother Derek. Go ahead and Amen. Pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Father,
glory be unto God.
That you brought us together yet one more time. One more time that you've given us breath. One more time that you brought us together in unity and harmony and agreement. And we thank you for the privilege and the power you've given us through the blood of Jesus, through the name of Jesus, through your holy word, your word that you tell us in your scriptures that you esteem and magnify even above your name. Therefore, we thank you for the work that your word will do tonight on the hearts of men, even those of us on this call, family members, friends, and those in the body of Christ who are dealing with strongholds, even those without the body of Christ that are dealing with strongholds that they've not been able to get free from. Father, we send your word tonight as we declare your scriptures. We send your word forth as a swift commandment. Let it impact the hearers. Let it impact those who are dealing with these challenges. And we thank you in advance for their freedom. For you told us in your word, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That truly our weapons of warfare are not carnal. As we put forth this weapon of prayer tonight, of declaration, of decree over strongholds that are being broken right now. But you said those weapons are mighty through you, O Lord, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down of imaginations, and every thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
Yes.
So tonight we bring captive every thought to the obedience of Christ and having that readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience or our obedience is fulfilled in you. We thank you for an obedient spirit tonight, Lord, as you speak to the hearts of many, as you send forth these prayers to make the adjustments, to make the necessary pivots to what they need to do and how their lifestyle needs to look. For you said in your word, you beseech us that we, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies, that living sacrifice. Help us tonight, Holy Spirit, to present ourselves. Help our brothers and sisters who are struggling with strongholds to present themselves a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice, set apart and acceptable to you. For you said this is our reasonable service, that in this we would not be conformed to this current world, this current dark age, this wicked and perverse generation, but we'd be transformed by the renewing of our minds, as Brother Johnny has mentioned, and that in the renewing of our minds, we would prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father, we ask you to help us by the Holy Spirit to guard our hearts, for we know that's where it starts. Guard our hearts, you said, all above all else, for it determines our course of life. We want to walk in success and victory. Help us, Holy Spirit, to continue to don the whole armor of God, even that breastplate of righteousness, that helmet of salvation, that belt of truth, our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And even above all, as you said, to wield the shield of faith, quenching every fiery dart of the wicked one, and even the sword of the Spirit. But praying, you said, in this weaponry, praying with perseverance and not ceasing. We thank you that your word is going forth, Lord, and it is freeing many. For you said in your word in Luke 10:19, you've given authority over the power of the enemy. And we can walk among snakes, even scorpions, and crush them, and nothing will injure us. Help us to walk in that Christ-like confidence to know that our victory is not from ourselves, but is in you. For thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory in Christ Jesus. And as we humble ourselves tonight, Lord, help us, Holy Spirit, to humble us, every believer struggling with strongholds to resist the enemy, as Brother Johnny has mentioned, and knowing that he would flee. But in that we would come close to you, Father. Come close to you, washing our hands, as you said, as we were once sinners, and purified our hearts, for our loyalty would not be divided between God and the world. And Father, as we declare your remedy tonight in your word, in Nahum chapter 1, verse 7, for your word says, the Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him. We declare your word over those struggling tonight, Lord, even our own household, even our children and our children's children, even our relatives and friends tonight, and those without the body of Christ,
to
know that you are our stronghold. Help us, Lord, to know how to run in and be saved. Yes. For you are the light of our salvation, so we need not be afraid. You are our fortress, as Psalms 27 tells us, protecting us from danger. So why would we tremble? And we thank you, Lord. Let your word again go forth and bring forth fruit. For you said the effectual fervent prayer for righteous men availeth much, brings forth tremendous power. As we agree tonight in Jesus' name for victory over every stronghold that we, your people, have struggled with. Amen.
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 Praise God, Derek. Powerful, powerful. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen. Amen. For me, this pastor is it, and my wife is here. I'm going to pray, but I want to take this opportunity actually to thank God. Really, we are so blessed this night. I'm here with my wife. Yes, we are on the bone of praying. And please forgive me, the record. I want to thank God firstly because I want to thank my brother Derek for the blessing to our families, our children, to bring smile to our children and to us also. God bless you so much. Really, we are appreciated for the Papa Davis also for the great opportunity to bring me here. Please, Brother Derek, God bless you so much. All the gifts you have blessed us, really, that God bless you so much. We are so appreciated. Please allow me to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we bless your name. We want to say thank you, Lord, for the gift of life you have given us, oh Lord, Father. We thank you for our brother Derek, for the gift and the blessing has blessed us and our family and the children. Father, we bless you for his life. Father, I surrender. I lift him before you, protect him, bless him, increase him financially in life and his family. We bless his family in the name of Jesus. Because you're faithful God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. I pray for everyone who are attending this service, Lord, Father, King of Kings. Because you see our hearts, oh my God, and our desire, Lord, Father, bless them in the name of Jesus. Because I know devil is not happy, but I stand the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Because you're given the power, authority, Father, to break every evil spirit. Because the Bible says that in Deuteronomy 12, chapter 12, verse 2, that you will uproot all the and the cut of all the where the devil has planted all the altar. I break it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. All. Every stronghold which have been hindering our blessing, hindering our peace, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, right now, I declare the blessing. I declare the blessings of God upon each and every one who has attended this service, oh my God. Father, increase, Father, our Papa, Father, Davis, the wisdom and understanding and the grace and anointing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for everything, because the Bible says that you, whatever, Father, we shall pray, you will hear our prayers, Lord, Father, right now. Father, we lift our vision in the name of Jesus and dreams, Father, the Bible says you fulfill all our vision in the name of Jesus. Let your provision, let your power, Father, to come and increase everything right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Pastor, we appreciate that. Brother Derek gave us a donation. Gave our program a donation last week to specifically be a blessing to Pastor Yazid and his family.
Wow.
And they receive a full amount minus the fees and all that to send the money. But we want to he wanted to personally thank Brother Derek. And if you go to if you look in the hold on 1 minute. If you look at the message, you can go to my website, johnnydavidglobalmission.org, if you want to donate, help my brother in Africa and also in the Philippines. Go ahead and donate tonight. Brother Derek was so generous to donate last week. $100. And we appreciate him. And I know many of you haven't had an opportunity to donate, but I want you to do that tonight when we get off the call. Beautiful website. Donate any amount. Any amount, we appreciate you so much. JohnnyDavidGlobalMission.org. We're doing a great work in the Philippines and Africa. And we want you guys
Amen. Amen.
to help
Yes.
us tonight. And don't stop donating. Just keep donating. Also, if you want, you can put it on reoccurring, where it just come out of your account every month. And that way we can set our budget to do more. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Johnny Davis, globalmission.org. Thank you so much, Pastor Yazid. We have some prayer
Oh,
requests that came in this past
wow.
week. And
Pastor,
hold
yes,
on.
can I say hi to someone? Pastor
Pastor,
Derek
yes.
is, God bless you so much. Pastor Derek, God bless you so much. And increase, let you God bless your family and your children. Then God to open the doors for you and peace and victory in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank
We
you.
yes, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Amen. We had some prayer requests that came in this past week. I want to, we never want to be, always want to be sensitive to prayer requests. If you
Yes,
have a
yes.
prayer request tonight, I want you to put it in the comment. Put it in the chat. Go ahead and do it right now. You're on the call and you have a prayer request. Maybe financial or maybe marriage, children, health, whatever that is. Go ahead and put it in the chat. We want to pray with you. Derek gonna pray for you as well, or as you let us know if you have a prayer request. These prayer requests came in through our through email. The Martin family of Kansas City just experienced an unexpected death of a family member who appeared to be recovering from a recent stroke. So we want to pray for the Martin family. A 14-year-old boy from Decatur, Georgia, right here local, has been having behavior issues in school. We want to pray that God line him up. The Simmons family in Decatur, Georgia, as well, is weighing the idea of relocating and needs God's direction. We're gonna pray for the Simmons family and Jerry and Robinice, a married, retired military couple right there in Madonna, Georgia. Both have challenges with PTSD from military service. Wow. We're gonna also pray for Darlene of Gwinnett, a faithful sister in the Lord, who's been dealing with anxiety and health challenges. Darlene, we are going to pray for you tonight, my sister. We love you and God loves you. Prayer request for the injured and the families of victim of the recent Caracas, Venezuela earthquake, where 164 deceased so far, 971 injured. It's a serious earthquake. And so we want to really pray for that God will restore the land there, and pray also request for those in earthquake disaster. Pray for 3,000 plus injured and the families of 589 deceased. So that have been updated.
Amen.
Wow,
Yes.
there's a
Yes.
lot going on, folks, around the world. And you know what? The Bible says the prayers of the righteous shall avail much. I believe
That's
that.
right.
It
Yes.
says the
Yes.
effectual fervent prayer. That's what we're doing. The effectual. He was very specific. He didn't say any prayer. But the
That's right.
effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much. It
Yes.
makes tremendous power dynamic in its working. A dunamis
Yes.
power,
Yes.
dynamite power. I believe tonight that God is going to provide dynamite power to these prayer victims tonight. These are who are believing God for healing, deliverance, breakthroughs. We believe God tonight. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for the Martin family in Kansas City,
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and Lord, we pray for those who experience a loss in the family that you will, first of all, Lord, freedom from from grief
Yes.
over this loss. We know, Lord, there's a time we need to grieve, but I'm praying, Lord, that you would deliver them from the spirit of grief, and Lord, that they will find a place of comfort and joy in the midst of all of this. But most importantly, Lord, that they will look to see their family member again, and they will govern their lives here on earth and live a life that's pleasing unto you, that they may see their families again. Lord, we pray for the 14-year-old boy who having adolescent issues. Line him up, God, tonight. I
Yes.
pray that you will now touch his heart, Lord God, to be obedient. We bind that spirit of foolishness. We bind up that spirit of disobedient, Lord God, that's in his life in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare
Yes,
that
Lord.
you are right now
Have your way.
Touching his heart, and
Thank you.
And he will be obedient unto Christ. And
Yes.
Lord, that he will honor his mother and father, that his days may be long on this earth.
Yes, that's right.
And so, Father, I thank you for this young man coming into the place, in that place of obedience in the will of God. We pray for the Simmons family, Peculiar, Georgia, Lord God. And Lord, they need direction. They need guidance. They need to know, Lord, what's your plan for their life? We know many of the plans of a man's heart, but God directs, will govern and direct his thoughts. Father, regardless of what their plans are, we pray that you will govern and you would lead them down that right path. We pray for Jerry and Robinice, a married couple who served this country, but they're struggling in their minds, Lord, with PTSD. We pray, God, for deliverance. We pray, God, you will touch that mind. Lord, that they will have the mind of Christ. And they will, Lord God, cast down those evil thoughts, those thoughts that of what happened during the time of the war or military, that they will have clean, pure thoughts, Father. And they will think of those things that are lovely, those things that are good, those things that are of a good report, Lord God. I pray, God, that they will not allow the enemy, Lord God, to fill their hearts with fear and doubt, Lord God, concerning the past. But may they live in the future, Lord. We pray for Darlene Gwinnett, Lord, faithful sister in the Lord, and dealing with anxiety right now, Lord. I pray that you would give her the ability to cast down those thoughts and every imagination to exalt herself against the knowledge of God. I pray, God, that she'll be anxious for nothing, but in all things, through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, she'll let her request be made known to you. And may the God of peace keep her heart and mind. Lord, keep Darlene's heart and mind tonight. Let her know that she's not alone, that you're with her. You're never going to leave her, never going to forsake her. Let her find that place of comfort in the spirit. Let her find that place of rest, Lord. Let her begin to rest in you, Father, and see from her own struggles, her own works. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to her, Lord. I pray that she will allow the Holy Spirit to be leading, guide her in everything that she do, Lord. And Father, I pray right now, we bind the enemy over Darlene's mind. We command you, Satan, to loose her mind or thoughts. They don't belong to you, they belong to Jesus, praise God. And Lord, I pray that Darlene will have the fortitude and the strength, Lord God, to resist the devil submitting to you, Lord, that he may flee. Call Darlene to rest in you, Father. We pray for the request for the injured and the families in Venezuela, Lord, the toll have increased to 3,000 injured and 500 died over since June the 26th. Lord, we lift these families of victims, the victims of these families up before you right now. Comfort them, Lord. Let them find that place of rest. May many turn to you, Lord, because of this. May many, Lord God, get out of darkness and come into the marvelous light because of this. Lord, I thank you, Lord. We pray for every prayer request tonight. Touch your people, God. Heal your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a powerful, powerful prayer there. I want to, Brother Derek has a word tonight that God gave him, a prophetic expression, a word on Jeremiah, rather. God gave him a powerful word. Brother Derek, go ahead and share that word. Take a couple of minutes and share that word with us.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Amen. And before I do that, I just want to say, thank God that we don't have to have perfect performance for God to show out and show up, for the Holy Spirit to be with us. Matter of fact, it's probably good that every now and then we don't feel adequate or we don't feel like we measure up. It keeps us humble, keeps us dependent. And I thank God for that. That just kind of hit me as we were praying. Because sometimes... for my brothers and sisters listening, those who will listen, you're not going to feel it. You're not going to flow. Sometimes Brother John and I, you know, we have different kind of days here and there, but I'm going to tell you something. When you're faithful, God is faithful. When we're faithful, he never, ever is unfaithful. So amen for that. But I want to just encourage you. Can you hear me pretty well, Brother Johnny?
Yes, huh?
Can you hear me well? Amen. So
yes.
I'm going to read this scripture. And just to show us how God is always so far ahead of the enemy, we need not worry. But I'm going to read this. I sent you an email if Justin can put it on the screen, but if he can't, that's fine. I still got it in front of me.
He didn't have it. He don't have it, Derek.
Okay. So these are prophetic expressions that we had back in September of 2021 and November of 2021. So we know 2021, that was 5 years ago. That God allowed us to see some things in the spirit that speak specifically to this prayer target of breaking strongholds tonight. But before I read those visions, I want to just read a scripture out of Jeremiah 23, 29 that I wasn't even that familiar with. But it says this. This is the New Living Translation. Does not my word burn like fire, says the Lord? Is it not like a mighty hammer that smashes a rock to pieces? Now, that excites me because the revelation behind it is when God tells us in his word to persevere in prayer, to keep on praying, it's like a hammer sometimes hitting hard things in our lives, hard things in other people's lives, hard. But he's saying, continue to use that hammer of prayer through his word. Continue. Don't give up. Don't stop. Because as Brother Johnny mentioned, the enemy's going around seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to see who's going to give up. Who's going to leave the race? You know, we can always get back in. Thank God for mercy. We can always get back. But he's looking to see who he can discourage to not continue. And I believe my sister Darlene actually had a word for my wife and I about continuing recently when we were in her presence. Thank God for that. But this is the vision. And these are two visions of about four or five that are about the same, very similar topic as far as strongholds. So in this vision, I saw a strong individual with a large mallet striking a metal gong that was laying on the ground over and over. This gong was being struck. The metal was being transformed and reshaped, even losing its integrity or toughness and strength that it formerly had. So that speaks to that Jeremiah 23, 29, which again, I didn't even know existed. But the Lord encouraged our hearts back then, and I believe it's also for today. Keep hammering away with your continued intercessions, as they, the intercessions, like the hammer of a blacksmith, reshape, bend, and even shatter in pieces as the Lord's will. Now you got to remember, this was 5 years ago. I had no idea that scripture was there. We had no idea. All right. The interpretation behind that is the metal gong there is symbolic of strongholds. That's what we've been targeting tonight, strongholds that have held many people captive. I'm sure we all know somebody or some individual or groups of people who've been held captive by strongholds. But like the mallet of our persistent intercessions, that's key, persistent intercessions, they are weakening those strongholds. And the last part, and I'm almost done, the last or second vision was, this was on September 28th of 2021. While we interceded, I saw what appeared to be a knight in dark armor, like a knight from the Dark Ages, like a King Arthur's timing. He was in a dark area that surrounded large gated grounds, and this location had a huge, immense wooden gate, and the gate was locked. But behind the gate was a huge number of people in a courtyard. And they were actually housed there. It was a multitude of prisoners. Y'all get the picture? Stronghold. However, the knight took a battering ram and began to change the large wooden gate with intentions to break through it. Then the battering ram became a large ball. So the battering ram turned into a large, like, chain and ball. And the knight used it to penetrate the gate, creating an opening for the prisoners to escape. As the openings were created by the knight, I could see people's hands and faces cheering and rooting for the knight's success to free them. Now, I hope this encourages us to continue in prayer, because there's people that are depending. You know, most of us don't know it, but there's people that prayed us through when we have no idea where we were in the world. They were praying in the spirit. Amen. Thank you, Brother Johnny.
Amen. Well, I really appreciate that encouraging word there. You know, guys, I know that we're not the most, what's the word? This prayer call is not the most, it's supernatural, but it's not the most spectacular.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
And I know people come on here and they say, well, you know, I want to hear somebody prophesy with me. I want a word. I want to have rhythm in it. I want to have rhyme in it. I want to have a, no. We don't put our hope in none of that, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's right.
We rest in the word of God. We rest in
Amen.
the final work of Christ on that cross.
Yes.
We are so hidden in Christ, it's hard for folks to find us. If
Amen.
you're in the flesh, you won't be able to find us.
Amen.
If you come on this call and you just want to hear something that will tickle your ears or give you goosebumps in your flesh, you won't find us. We ain't there.
Amen.
We're
Amen.
not there. We're hidden in Christ. And that's what this call is all about. We want Christ to be exalted, not some prophecy you gave.
That's
Be
right.
very
That's right.
careful of people giving you a word of the Lord every time you see them. That ain't God. If they can't be, if you can't see their human side, the
That's right.
authentic side of them,
Yes.
you can't see their pain. You can't see when they're vulnerable. As always, they got to be this person to make you go ooh and ah. I'm telling you, folks, chances are it didn't come from God.
Amen.
So you got to be careful about receiving a word from anybody. And I usually police it pretty good. I'm not. I don't really have to say anything. I just stand on the word of God, and folks, religious spirit don't like hanging around me, folks. They just don't.
Amen.
When a
Amen.
religious spirit get around me, they just get nervous. They don't know what to say because they know I'm not going to agree with something that they got from Google, or something they got from somebody's book, but it ain't really in your heart. No, we need you to get whatever God placed in your heart.
Yes,
And so
yes.
we base everything on the word of God. That's why we have a lot of scripture. That's why we do what we do. Amen. Well, guys, our time is all gone.
Brother
Thank
John, we
you.
do have one prayer request in the chat.
Oh, go ahead, Derek, with that prayer question.
Amen. This is Felicia McClellan in the Dallas area dealing with cancer.
Okay.
Amen. And
Yeah.
I'll pray for her. Father, we just thank you that your word tells us you sent your word and it healed them and
Yes.
delivered them from all destruction. We send your word tonight to Felicia, Lord. We thank you, Father, for gracing her, even within her mind and her heart. If there's any areas of issues that she needs to let go of, if there's any adjustments that she would need to make,
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
we ask you to give her wisdom of the Holy Spirit to handle her vessel, for their vessel is the house of God. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for helping her, even in through dieting and exercise and the natural things, but even more importantly, that she would keep her mind stayed on you, because you keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We call forth your angelic host and minister for every area of salvation to minister for Felicia tonight and for
Yes, Lord.
the days to come. Thank you for the testimony, Lord, of
Yes, God.
deliverance from sickness. That your word, even your statutes, you said that if we meditate on them, oh Lord, that your sayings, your words, your precepts would be health to our flesh and healing to our bones.
Yes,
Health
God.
to our bones, healing to our flesh. So let this be with Felicia tonight, Lord, and all those who are suffering with different ailments. We thank you. We rebuke and come against every spirit of infirmity and sickness, even cancer. We command it to cease its operation, and we call forth your healing virtue. For there's healing in your wings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord, guys. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call tonight. I want to declare a blessing over your life tonight, Father. I declare their homes are blessed, their children are blessed, their families are blessed, everything they touch is blessed. Lord, deliver them from every bondage, every stronghold right now. The enemy have trying to brand and make constitutional in their mind. We bring those spiritual down. We bring that spirit down in the name of every spirit that does not line up with God's word and try to exalt itself over the knowledge of Christ. We bring it down in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. In Jesus' name, amen. We got a song Justin gonna play, and we'll see you guys next week. God bless.
And my
valley. shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For the Lord is my rod and my staff. Strong and mighty.
He's a strong tower.
Yeah. He's a strong
tower. He's a strong tower.
Sing the word!